You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
The trial of Chad Daybell enters day two today in Idaho.
One of the first detectives to look for his wife's two missing kids is expected to be back on the witness stand. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live in Boise with the latest. Adam?
Amanda, Rexburg Police Detective Ray Hermosillo was one of the first few personnel to conduct the initial welfare check on J.J. Vallow, requested by his grandmother in late 2019. Hermosillo says Chad and Lori's brother Alex Cox lied to him about where J.J. was initially, which led to the search warrant for Lori's Rexburg apartment. But yesterday, he also had to face strong cross-examination from Chad's attorney, John Pryor.
This scene was closed off for investigation pursuant to a search warrant, and you can't tell me who the name of the photographer was who took these pictures?
There were a lot of people that were part of that search warrant.
JJ and his sister Tylee Ryan's bodies were eventually found on Chad's property in the summer of 2020. Hermosillo is expected to resume his testimony later this morning. Live in Boise, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
People in Panguitch gathered last night to get the latest update on that crack in the Panguitch Lake Dam. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is following that story for us this morning. Peter?
Tim, Panguitch leaders say the dam isn't fixed, but it has gone
from 8 degrees till the downstream to now 2 degrees till the downstream. So the wall has rotated back towards the reservoir, and we see that as a positive sign.
That's Utah Division of Water Rights Assistant Engineer Everett Taylor. He says workers are cutting the ice and draining the lake as fast as safely possible. Panguitch Mayor Kim Soper has experiences bringing the community together.
I've had so many calls. People wanting to help.
If the plan works, water levels will fall below the crack in the dam around the end of next week. Live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Panguitch residents are on standby, and KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more on what any family should do if they're told evacuations might be possible.
Ready.gov says you'll need a plan. Figure out where you'll go, whether to friends, family, or a shelter. Make sure you have a full tank of gas and leave notification of where you're headed. If you have pets, you'll have to find a place for them since most emergency shelters don't allow them.
Johnson says it's also important to check weather and road closures so that you know the best route to evacuate. Families should all have a designated meeting place in case they get separated.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The Biden administration is announcing changes today that impact gun sales.
The White House is closing what's known as the gun show loophole. It's tightening up the definition of what it means to be in the business of selling firearms by requiring more people to register for a federal firearm selling license and to run a background check on the buyer. There are more than 80,000 licensed gun dealers in the U.S. The Justice Department estimates there are also over 20,000 unlicensed sellers who do their work online, at gun shows, and by other means. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The family of a man shot at a track station last week says this is just one of several hard experiences the family has gone through lately. KSL-TV's Lauren Steinbrecher.
Francine and Tay Lim say Thomas was shot twice in the stomach. Doctors didn't think he'd make it.
I just left in God's hands, just asking to be with us.
As this tight-knit family tries to grasp why this happened.
The family says Thomas Yazzie was on the tracks train because he was running errands for his other uncle, who was hospitalized for a brain aneurysm. A GoFundMe for Thomas and the family can be found on KSL-TV's website.
We broke the new inflation numbers for you yesterday morning, and today, ABC Business reporter Elizabeth Schulze says the financial markets are still feeling the impact.
Day-to-day costs, rent, gas, also car insurance, up 22% in the past year. A lot of these services that folks pay for every day, every month, are continuing to be higher than they historically would, and that's a problem.
The stock market had a tough go yesterday and not much better today. Mortgage rates are also back on the rise.
First look traffic now takes us back over to you, Andy.
Well, Amanda, they had to do a temporary slowdown of South 15 in Orem where the crash is just before you get to that 1600 North exit. So there's a little bit of slowing coming past Pleasant Grove, but with all lanes open again, should be fine fairly shortly. No other slowdowns on I-15 and none on I-80 so far. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
University of Utah is launching a new program that will offer scholarship money to students for their community service. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson explains.
$1 million in scholarships will be going to students not for their academics, but for their work in the community. Starting in the fall, 200 students will be given the chance to perform 120 hours per semester of community service. The university says that will earn students up to $5,000 in scholarships and valuable career experience.
With the support of state, federal, and other sources, the U hopes to expand the program over the next 3 years to include 1,000 students doing more than 120,000 service hours a year.
Two golf pros with Utah ties tee off this morning at the Masters as it gets underway in Georgia, weather permitting. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has more on Tony Finau and Mike Weir.
Deseret News reports Finau has never missed the cut at the Masters in six previous appearances. His best finish was a tie for fifth in 2019. He also tied for 10th in his first Masters in 2018 and in his fourth Masters in 2021. You may remember he sprained his ankle after making a hole-in-one on the seventh hole of the par 3 course in 2018. BYU grad Mike Weir won the green jacket in 2003.
Finau tees off at 7:30 this morning. Weir at 9:30.
University of Utah has a new performing arts center, and the experience, we're told, is unique and nostalgic. KSL News Radio's Michael Kmit is live with that story. Michael?
Tim, it's called the Meldrum Theater, and it was built into the old Einar Nielsen Fieldhouse. Now, what makes it unique is the stage juts out into the audience, and artistic director Karen Asenberg says this allows the audience to really become part of the story.
It's a very intimate kind of personal story where being right there with those two characters is going to be a exciting and emotional experience.
You can learn more about what will be performed on the Pioneer Theater Company's website. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.